Welcome to Claudio's Speakeasy and Radio Theater, bringing Claudio coast to coast and the speakeasy to your doorstep. Your host, Claudio, Renaissance man and bard of WCOM, has opened the doors of the speakeasy to invite you all to come as you are. Find a seat, get comfortable in a place where you're always welcome and can always expect the very best. Good morning, Claudio.
Good morning. We'd like to think so, anyhow. Thanks for that lovely introduction. I want to say hello to the Carolina Theater very quickly. They've opened their doors once again. Had the lead guitarist for Fleetwood Mac opening up. Just had a wonderful reception on that. And they're back in business for things. I know there's still some repairs and some renovations going on to complete the project. Want to acknowledge them once again for being the sponsor of Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Got an interesting show coming up. Interesting, that's actually not a word I should use. Usually that's a word people give you when they're bored with you. How interesting. A wonderful, fascinating show coming up with Beth Bale, who is of the Three Rivers Arts Festival in North Carolina, which is actually on her land, her and her partner. It's coming up on Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th at the Summer Rain Farm on a 1064 Walter Bright Road, Sanford, North Carolina. So that'll be at 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. daily for the weekend. And that would that be Saturday and Sunday only or Friday, Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday only. It is Saturday and Sunday, both days, and we'll start at 10 a.m., go until 4. We have an eclectic array of artists and also food vendors who are going to be there.
Good, and I just wanted to tune that in very quickly. Also got with us, once again, the inimitable Bob Crowley.
Good morning.
President of the Apex Arts Council, and then some. I'll let you go into all those credentials at some point.
Well, right now, we're one of the sponsors of the festival, so that's why I'm here.
That's right. And Bob actually introduced me to Beth. And sadly, your partner couldn't make it today, but hopefully sometime in the future.
I hope so.
Indeed. Any scoop on your home that you're building, Audrey?
Nope. I've just been busy the last couple of weeks with people visiting.
Oh, that's right. Family.
Montana and Maine and
grandchildren coming
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
That's
very
great.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Well, your neighbors with the festival, too, right?
Absolutely.
And yes, we're actually introducing you to a new neighbor.
I've already put the call out there that, hey, girls, you know, my daughters, my daughter-in-law, not that we won't invite the guys too, but it's we kind of like to get out by ourselves sometimes. Let's go.
Come one, come all.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Discrimination.
And I just found
Absolutely.
Out something. I just found out something rather interesting from Jimmy, and I can't think of his last name, our NASCAR legend that we had on with the Bluegrass guys. He told me a few days ago that 3 black cougars have been sighted near my land, and they probably live somewhere on my land because I bought the pinnacle of the hill that I live on. And so I've got 3 more wild pets out there. Hopefully peace will remain. It's interesting to know that I've got wildlife around me. I want to give a little mention to the people marching against Wall Street and the corporations and banks that are being permitted to be too big to fail due to governmental corruptions and abuses. If anybody out there that's part of this wants to come and talk to me on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, I am very open to that. I think you need more exposure. For some reason, the mainstream media is playing it down. I think our government needs a hefty kick in the butt. The media constantly covers not taxing the rich no matter what, but there is never discussion about the workers who make them rich by their blood, sweat, and tears, and who then in turn get robbed by these fat cats. Practically no coverage is given to the ever-expanding marches against Wall Street happening across the country because those are among the media powers and ownership corporations who don't want their corruptions made more visible to the American public. And that's as much as I'll say on that note. Just wanted to give it some exposure. I did see an inspiring documentary. I don't know if Bob, you saw it, or Beth, or Audrey, about Germany. Beautiful documentary, just the landscape of Germany. And one of the things that it pointed out was how the Germans have always had a great love for the American Indian, and I think they're probably one of the few cultures in the world that have combined nature with architecture. In most of the scenes across the landscape along the rivers, you'll see these extraordinary buildings, and in some cases there'll be a tree growing through the middle of it, or the landscape around is fit for taking long walks. I wish America would go in that direction. The more I see these trucks loaded with trees, the more they seem to prefer a barren landscape here that looks more industrial than something that beautifies or respects nature.
Was that the documentary that was along the Rhine?
Yes, that's it.
It was absolutely gorgeous. Stunning photography.
Made me proud of my people.
Yes.
Gorgeous, gorgeous culture. But it was the inspiration that I drew from it was to see how they've combined the whole modernism with nature and that they respect both. which is not something frequently done here.
We like it sanitized, that's all.
And sanitized? Are you kidding? You mean sprayed with something.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's as much as I've got going on with that. Bob, did you want to introduce your guest to us today and set the stage for this interview today?
Well, yeah, I guess I can do that. I mean, as everyone who listens regularly here and mostly in Western Wake County knows, the Apex Arts Council tends to be extremely active and try to keep things moving along. And Beth and I'm not sure exactly how we ran into each other with this. And she said, you know, we've got this arts festival, and I'd love to be able to do more with it. And I said, well, look, can the Arts Council help? And we talked about it and worked out a deal, and we're going to be one of the major sponsors. And, of course, that makes it nonprofit and all that good stuff, and we can do a lot more with publicity. And, you know, for instance, coming here, I mean, what more publicity do you want than have Claudio on your side? And I think you're
going to be... And there are at least five people listening.
Yeah, it must be at least 5 million people listening. And you're
going to... Can you do that with a dollar or two?
I've been trying for years. And you're going to be out there exhibiting your work at least
one
of the days.
I'm hoping to be out for this weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
So if I can make it both days, I will.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's something. If you've never seen Claudio's work, it is something else. I find it indescribable, but in the good way. And
Thank you very much, sir. You
come out here to see it, because it's going to be a lot of fun. But anyway, this is the second annual Three Rivers Festival. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to somebody who actually knows what it's all about. Beth?
Who lives on that farm.
Yes. That's right. We have 8 acres, and this festival is in its second year.
We being who?
We being Gina Candelori and myself, Beth Bale, who last year, or perhaps 2.5 years ago, decided that we would like to join together and give artists in Chatham County and surrounding counties another opportunity to show their work. An opportunity that would be available and in the southern part of our county, where we don't have as much arts representation in the southern part of the county. And so we said, let's do it on our farms. And
that's a worthy cause.
Yes. And since Gina's farm is on the river watershed, we got shut down by the county on her property last year and just had it on mine. And so this year and probably from here out, we'll just have the festival on my property.
Why, may I ask, did you get shut down?
Someone from the county contacted us, having seen our advertisement, and said that she's in a river watershed, because the Three Rivers represents the Rocky River and the Deep Rivers that we, both of us, live directly between, and also the Haw River, just as being representative of the county. And so she's right on Rocky River, very close at least, and they said that having a festival, if it got bigger, might damage the watershed, so we were not allowed to do that, which was very disappointing for us,
but
we decided that we could do it on one property, and we have 8 acres to do it on. And so this year we have expanded dramatically from 6 vendors to 21.
Wonderful. Yes. And you have a barn that you operate out of as well for this venture.
Yes, so the barn is full. Artists will be in the stalls, and also other artists are on the ground in their show tents.
Can I put in for Mr. Ed's stall?
Certainly. Absolutely. You can have Ed's. That's terrific.
Good.
I'll take Kobe's.
I'll be the talking horse.
Yeah, Kobe's one of our horses, so we do have...
All right.
We do have stalls that are used in the barn for the horses, but usually they're outside. So people can come, they can see the horses, they can pet the horses. We have chickens and guineas, and we have a lot of really fine art. We have everything from pottery to tie-dye to oil painting, watercolor painting, woodworking, clay figurines.
I pulled up the website and I saw some of that, yeah. Pottery as well?
Yes, two potters, so a couple of jewelers. It's wonderful. It's everything that I'd hoped it would become, and now we just need the public to come join us.
So anyone out there listening, give us the contact information and the location again.
Yes, indeed. It's 1064 Walter Bright Road. The address is Sanford, but we're actually in southern Chatham County. We are 2 miles north of the Lee County-Chatham County line. And our, if you go 8 miles south of Pittsboro, for those who would be coming from that direction, you'll see Walter Bright Road. Our website address that gives you more information as well as a map and directions is www.GinaCandelori.com/the3rivers/artsfestival.html.
Fantastic. And you started this 2 years ago.
I did indeed.
What inspired it?
What inspired it was meeting Gina, who lives about 2 miles away across 15501 Highway 85. I met her at a sale she had at her home, and we started talking and learned that we were local artists and we were both painters. And we were just discussing the fact that we wanted more artistic opportunities to show and sell our art locally, and particularly in the southern part of the county where we are, and we're hopeful that we could get Lee County artists to join us as well. Lee County is only 2 miles from my mm-hmm. place.
You're only about 20 from the sound of it, you're only about 24 miles from where I live. So.
Yes. So we're also very, very hopeful that we can get more Lee County artists to join us, since it is our hope that we could coordinate more the arts among Lee County and Chatham counties. Mm-hmm. I think they both have strong artistic communities. Chatham County Arts Council has been extremely supportive of our endeavors as well. But we think this would be an opportunity because of our location in the county and so close to Lee County that perhaps we could get more coordination involved there.
My impression with Lee County, Sanford in particular, is that they have little artistic societies, but they sort of quartered off unto themselves, because I've tried working the arts there myself, just because it's closer to home. And my impression has become that there are little circles of artistic endeavor going on, but they haven't necessarily combined as a force of consciousness. Right. So you might be able to expand that somewhat, and I think one of the key people that could be helpful would be Peggy Taphorn, who is the artistic director of Temple Theater. She's been on this show at least a dozen times, and that's definitely a contact I encourage.
Good. I will try and get in contact with her.
If I can just jump in, you're please. Absolutely right. I mean, that's one of the things that, as the Apex Arts Council, I've tried to do, and that's to make contact with a lot of the local groups around. And one of the folks is Chatham County Arts Council, and that's run by Molly Matlock,
right.
who has a show on WCOM inside the artist studio. So
yes.
we should at least plug her show that there is that. And Lee County is someplace that I'd like to get involved with at some point. We're working with most of Western Wake Cary County, Cary, Fuquay, Holly Springs, who's reconstituting their Arts Council now, and we've got our Western Wake studio tour coming up very, very soon. Lee would be another good one. Southern Chatham. We're mm-hmm. out here to reach to everybody, and I just get tired of everybody just sitting in their little
and
tiny circles.
Harnett County could use a push as well.
Well, you're it's Harnett
pretty,
County.
It's a pretty big county, but there's very little artistic endeavor going on. Although there are hidden clusters, little hidden gold mines throughout. Just sort of the good old boys that keep to themselves but are amazingly talented, like the bluegrass people we've had on here, Audrey.
Claudio, Harnett doesn't need help. They have you.
Oh dear, I forgot about that.
Of course, I think most people in this area are familiar with what a wonderfully artistic community Farrington is.
Yes.
And so we have Farrington, who's just north of Pittsboro, between Pittsboro and Chapel Hill, and they have a tremendous amount of artistic events there. But we're significantly farther south in the county, and so we're hoping to represent that area and give people opportunities mm-hmm. there. And you're right, Molly Matlock has been extremely supportive. I think she may have been the person who put us in contact with one another.
Okay, that's fine. However it works, that's fine. Yeah. I'm very happy with the contact.
Mm-hmm. Me as well.
Of course, we've got Jackie Halvey doing a lot for the artistic endeavor locally.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who she's connecting, but I know she has her fingers in every pie.
Yeah. This festival is getting me in touch with artist neighbors that I didn't know that I had. I just had a woman who lives only maybe a mile and a half from me knock on my door and say she'd like to join us. She's a painter as well.
And she got it through the media?
She did. I'm trying to remember, but it's interesting. We got to a certain number of vendors and artists, and then it just blossomed where people were telling their friends and their friends.
That's
and
how it should be.
So she found out about it and made contact with me, and I said, you need to be here. So Cecilia, we welcome you. Cecilia Kidd, she's a painter down the road from
Wonderful.
Me. Wonderful. She'll be showing her work and said that it's been a little while since she's shown a lot, so she'll be joining us as well.
And we got to get the Moncure Museum of Art into this somewhere along the line if they surface mm-hmm. again.
And we got to see if we can get Audrey to come to some of this.
Moncure Museum of Art.
There is a Moncure really? Museum of Art. Yes, ma'am. There
Where?
Really is. In Moncure.
Well,
it's right in the middle of town, such as it is.
Well, we're on the west side of 15501, so maybe we don't know really what's going on in Moncure.
They even have a building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's only got three walls, but it's there.
sounds like what I'm going to build to live in.
It was a town property that was it was originally built as a church, and it's been unused for a good number of years. And this small group of artists have now taken it over, and they're trying very desperately to do something. And they do some fantastic things out there. You've got to go there when they do a hot metal pour. One of the artists works with iron. And what
Whoa.
They will do is they will find chunks of iron, old used radiators and stuff, and he will do a mold just in the dirt behind there of what he wants to do. Then they bring big crucibles, and they'll melt down all the iron, and then at dusk they pour the molten iron into this.
That's fantastic.
And with all of the biologicals and stuff in the soil,
uh-huh.
it pops, it crackles, it throws sparks in 40 different
sure.
colors. It is something to see. If you've never been to a hot metal pour, oh boy, you
Whoa.
Don't need intoxicants.
Something to go to with a camera.
With a camera and your imagination and your mind open, because you're going to see, hear, and smell things like you've never had before. It's a great, great way to go. And then
if I was to Google Moncure Museum of Art, would something come up?
Possibly. I've actually not tried that yet. But
I should try it right now.
Yeah,
if
you can, what the heck? See if you can find something. But that's out there.
So going back to the art festival, what's it feel like realizing you're going to have an art festival right in your own backyard, huh?
Sounds great.
Not bad.
And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm definitely be able to, you know,
this event you're going to.
Excellent.
That's right.
And I'm pleased to make your acquaintance as well, another neighbor.
Yes, absolutely, a hopeful neighbor. Well, my daughter has her property already, and my property is on hers. Well, you know, abuts hers. 20-some plus years ago, we each bought 5 acres down there.
Terrific.
And
it's
two of my sons also bought, but they sold theirs off. But my daughter and I still have ours. She's got a house on it. She's moved in.
I still vote for the yurt.
Yeah, you know, I could put the yurt up. I could do it right now.
good place. Good people down there in Chatham County.
It is. I had a person from whom I bought the property years ago said all the art and the philosophy that made Chapel Hill Carborough what it was, or is still, I hope, has gone to ground down in Chatham. When the money moved in, the artists moved out south to Chatham.
We have
That's
a lot.
Usually the case.
A lot of artists, and you're only about 4 miles north of us, I think. So
exactly, because I checked it out on the website and looked to see, okay.
That's awesome.
You know, as Claudio can tell you, I don't like driving.
So, well, you don't have to go far.
But no. that's just down the road a piece.
She could walk.
She doesn't like walking either.
Bicycle, horse,
drive on,
mule.
She's taking life very vicariously.
Would you mind if I take a moment and share with folks the artists who are going to be joining
us?
No,
please, please do.
Okay. Well, first I'll tell you the food vendors that we'll have, because I know you can come hungry, and we'll have Shot of Spro with Tommy and Tina Meeks. Lots of coffee drinks, espresso drinks. Larry and Karen Webster of Larry's Famous Cheesecakes. I have an acquaintance
there.
Who came. Yes. I had an acquaintance who came last year and said that she was coming. She was driving from Durham, and she hoped that they had those fabulous turnovers that they had last year. So she's
right.
So let Karen make some
Somebody
turnovers.
To look forward to. I love those things, too.
Fabulous. And Little Dipper's Italian Ice. They'll be there as well.
Nice.
Art vendors, we have myself, Beth Bale with watercolor paintings. Gina
Beautiful work from what I've seen.
Thank you. And Gina Candelori, my co-conspirator in this event, with her oil paintings. We have Angie Williams with Ms. Paw Pottery.
Mm-hmm.
Dale and Lynn Scott with Home Tweet Home. They make artistic birdhouses out of various and interesting media. Pamela Raffetto does mosaic glass work. Rita Chaleo. She's with Spirit Earth Designs, and she does jewelry as well as some other interesting
pieces. Sounds American Indian, Spirit Earth.
Yes, from what I saw of her work at the first Sunday in Pittsburgh, she has a number of different kinds of artistic media that she uses, but I know jewelry is one of those. Barbara Dupree with Dewcrafts. She makes jewelry of seed beads, and if you've ever tried to do seed beading, not the little ones that you put in
like a straight, tamarind seeds or something bigger,
the little glass beads that are like Native American kind of beadwork, but she that's very difficult. I've tried it before. I have great admiration for anyone who can do that and do it well. So she has the artistic designs that she's made out of the beads.
I thought you said seeds originally. That's what I was.
Seed beads, they call them, or at least I think that's what she would call them. Barbara Dupree, that's Barbara Dupree. Jeff Clark of J&C Woodworks, who does various types of woodwork designs. Debbie Davis has beautiful paintings. She's out of Raleigh, so we have folks from Washington, North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham, Pittsburgh, Chapel Hill, a number of Pittsburgh artists. We have someone over from Asheboro, so we're fairly widely represented already.
And
that's right.
That's right.
And the big metropolis of Broadway, North Carolina, as well.
I'll see if I can bring my cougars.
That would be fun. Just don't put them loose on the chickens,
in the stables.
Right. Susan Spooner with jewelry and pottery, as well as Vance Dunn. I think one of them does jewelry and one does pottery, but they may combine. I'm sorry, I don't have that exact information. Karen Dillard with Dillardville Birdhouses and Upcycled Art.
Upcycled, interesting. What? Any idea what that means?
She uses recycled materials to make various types of art, as well as to make her birdhouses.
All right.
So she uses, it's interesting.
Yeah,
there
no doubt.
Some interesting things. Very, very
I like
nice.
That mixed media.
She does good work.
Do you know if she makes bat houses?
Not know.
Bat. Yeah, I want to put up some bat houses.
I don't know, but Karen, you can let us know that. And
right, I'll find out when I get down there.
I didn't realize that bats would reside in something like that.
It's a bat box. It has a special design. I've seen them.
And it has to be pretty big, I would imagine. No?
No.
Interesting.
It doesn't look too different from a birdhouse.
But usually the entrance is from the bottom.
Right.
Right.
Because they recommend them
have a stick across the center somehow so
they
can hang upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have Joelle Martz, Creations by Joey. She does fabric art. Laurel Moore of Laurel's Creations, who does jewelry and crochet. Nareda, from Nareda's Nifty Threads, she does tie-dye work.
Nice.
Her work, as I've seen it on our website, has shirts and kids' clothing and socks. And
you don't see that very much anymore.
She does everything tie-dye, from what I understand.
Tie-dye socks.
I think
That's great. That's great. I know where I'll do some Christmas shopping.
Okay.
Tie-dye socks.
I do hope that people will plan to do holiday shopping because it is so close, and what a great opportunity to support your
local
arts.
Get your Christmas gifts now.
Exactly.
Why wait till Christmas?
Exactly.
And Mike Shin, who is bringing small clay figures that he does.
Wonderful.
I've seen them, they're often human figures, small figurines, and I'm excited that he's joining us. And Cecilia, that I mentioned, my neighbor, Cecilia Kidd, who also is a painter. And then Nancy Scoble is joining us from Washington, North Carolina. And she's with the Pamlico Plein Air Painters. And I haven't yet gotten word whether she's selling paintings or painted porcelain, or if they are just advertising their group. But they'll be there as well. So we have...
That's quite a houseful.
It is indeed. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about it. It's turned out to be everything I hoped it would be, and now we need the public to come out and join us.
Well, anyone listening, please consider coming. And just on that note, give us the contact and direction one more time. You can't do it often enough.
Yes, indeed. The website information where you can see and even click on these various artists' websites and information. Speaking of questions that you might have, they have their information on their websites. And if they don't have a website, Gina has put up their email, so you can certainly email them with questions. It is 1064-1064 Walter Bright Road. The address is Sanford, although we are in southern Chatham County. Our website is www.ginacampbell.com. Candelori, GINACANDELORI.com/the3rivers/artsfestival.html.
Perfect. And you've been listening to Beth Hale about the Three Rivers Arts Festival in North Carolina coming up on Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th. And you're listening to that on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater here on WCOM 103.5 FM. I have in the studio with me my lovely co-host, Audrey Layden, the one and only Bob Crowley, and of course, Beth. And at this point, I think I'm going to turn the mic to Bob, unless somebody else wants it first.
Oh.
I just wanted to ask if... Possibly, that's quite a long website.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
No apologies, but perhaps if they Google Three Rivers Arts Festival, they should come up with it.
Yes, and thank you for mentioning that.
Good point.
We do have a Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. It's Three Rivers Arts Festival, and we have one for the festival as well as a Three Rivers Arts Festival event page.
Good.
So you can certainly find us on Facebook also.
If you do Google Three Rivers Art Festival, add the word Sanford, because there is also a Three Rivers Arts Festival in Pittsburgh.
Ah, okay, good.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Well, you could just, or NC, I always tack NC on
it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I once contacted a water company down in South Carolina, actually, when I didn't put the NC.
We only realized that there was this much more famous Three Rivers Arts Festival in Pittsburgh that's been going on for many more years than we have after we had named it and started publicity.
Well, then use it to heighten the consciousness.
So absolutely. So we tacked on the North Carolina to make it clear. Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
No, the reason I wanted to get into things with you a little bit, Bob, is because obviously some new things are going on with you and the Apex Arts Council. Oh. You now have that as an email address, and I'm curious to hear what that's all about.
We're building and so on. Let's see. What's the latest stuff? For those of you who missed it, Apex in mid-September had a jazz festival, and it was even bigger than we thought. We had almost over 3,000 people showed up.
Wow.
Two of the restaurants ran out of food because they didn't expect that many people.
It was really
incredible, and everybody says, can we do it again? Can we do it again? Yeah, well, next year.
You didn't make that one, did you, Audrey?
No,
I really planned to from the beginning, but then, as I said earlier, I had family coming in from out of town, and kind of got distracted.
Well, it'll be a big deal. And part of what we did with the Apex Arts Council is we did a small show of music art, and we sold quite a few paintings out of that, so that worked out really, really well for our artists. Coming up.
Explain that again. Music art has
music themes.
Okay.
We had pictures of musicians, of instruments. Someone did a sculpture of a saxophone made out of layered corrugated cardboard, which was a fascinating piece to see. So it worked out very well. I'm trying to mount something for December so we can do winter and maybe even Christmas art. I think that would be kind of neat. Apex has its big Christmas parade, and maybe we'll do it in conjunction with that.
Good.
But in the spring, I'm trying to go all out and do a relatively large festival, probably mid-April. I'm talking to a local winery. I'm not going to mention the name because I haven't finalized it yet with them, but they are very interested in doing this, and we will hold it there. It's an Apex address, so it's going to be real close. So that starts us off with wine tastings and such, so that'll be fine. But, you know, most of the time you do an art show, and it's mostly just visual art. You get all the painters and so on out, and that's good. But I'm adding in sculptors, and I'm adding in dance company and the band and independent film. We're going to try to put as many different disciplines of art as possible into this one show. So it's going to be a fairly big show. And I'm calling it, tentatively, although we may come up with a more appropriate name, but Artists for Animals. And part of the proceeds, probably as much as half of them, we're still working those numbers out, will go to animal rescue groups around the area. So, now if you're going to do that, you need to have animals. Well, I've been promised about 10,000 kitty cats, so that'll be there. We'll probably do at least one adoption event. About 600 dogs, 6 horses, goats, sheep, ferrets, bunnies, geckos, pythons, and next week I'm going to try and talk to the executive director of Carolina Tiger Rescue. No, she will not bring me a tiger. She will has always said, no tigers. They don't come out in small cages, especially when there's horses and sheep around. It's not a good idea, and little kids and so
on. Appetizers,
but,
yes.
But I may cock her into an ocelot or some of the other smaller cats to come out. So we'll have quite a facility going here in Apex in the spring and do this huge art show, and everybody can come out and buy and have fun and sample
Fantastic.
Wine and...
Sounds like fun.
And of course, Bob is the president of the Apex Arts Council. Yeah. So that in that's now
the
his
impresario
new email address.
Of Apex.
The emperor, you say?
Impresario. I kind of like that somehow. But anyway, the idea is
impresario or emperor.
Claudio can be the emperor.
I think we choked him up.
But we're growing and things are happening, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger. And actually, our biggest project right now is we're working with Holly Springs to reconstitute their arts council. And
right.
they are coming along very, very well.
Are they coming in under the same umbrella, or is it
right now they are
separate?
No, okay. Right now they are, but they will be separate. It's a matter of it costs money to incorporate and file
yes.
for tax exemptions and all that. So what we've done is we brought them in, covering them with our facility. So technically, if they run a show, it's, you know, quietly an Apex Arts Council show. But as they then incorporate and get their tax exemption, everything will move over to them. And that's caused Fuquay Varina to say, well, wait a minute. We have an arts council. We should be doing more with it. So they're
starting
up.
A wildfire,
so,
are we?
So, yeah, it's going. And I love it. I think
yes,
that's
it should,
great.
That's
I mean,
how it should happen.
The arts, the creative economy are so important to the state, to the country, to just our good feeling, our good emotional feeling.
Our quality
feeling.
Of life.
Our quality of
Absolutely.
Life. That's what I was searching for.
Our,
exactly.
our very soul when it gets right down to it.
Yeah, and it's important to do it. So that's what we're doing.
I've just had a quick reminder here from Beth that they had actually hoped to have live music as well. They have sound. You don't have sound equipment from what I can tell. I've got a little note here. But what they're looking for are musicians. So if there are any musicians listening, and I know there should be quite a few listening that I know that are interested in coming to this and putting on a little jam, that's totally welcome. That's feel free to add to that.
Absolutely. We have a 16-foot flat trailer that we would like to use as a stage for musicians, but we just have not been successful in making contact and setting up anything with musicians. We were planning to make some arrangements for to get the musicians opportunities to make some money from this, although we'll just have to talk about that with them.
I will email you and link you to a few I know.
That would be
and
terrific.
You can communicate with them.
Thank you. Excellent.
So anyone hearing that might like to do something on that weekend, that Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th,
Great
keep that
exposure.
In mind.
Great
and, of course,
exposure.
Bob, you know musicians as well.
Oh, I got a ton of musicians.
Let's get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Especially after doing the jazz festival.
Well, I think on that note, since I promised something literary on every show, I'm going to do a tribute to Kurt Vonnegut. If we could turn off the microphones, except mine, because for some reason my voice tends to jump into all of them. I was told I should do opera. So this is called Auf Wiedersehen, Kurt Vonnegut, and it was actually very much inspired during the Bush administration. The reason I'm doing it this morning is because I want to give some tribute to the people that are rising up against Wall Street and the fat cats and the powers that be, all this too-big-to-fail rubbish. And I just wanted to make a statement in that spirit and at the same time acknowledge a German-born American, I myself being a German-born in America. And I thought I'd take this and make a tribute to his final book. During the Bush administration, he wrote a book called A Man Without a Country, because, of course, he'd witnessed Adolf Hitler and left Germany because of it. And then he found similarities in that spirit with George Bush and well before. So there's nothing in this country that can point the finger as far as atrocities go. Auf Wiedersehen, Kurt Vonnegut. A zeitgeist, if there ever was one, of the atrocities of war. A German-born American on a dark, declining shore. You were a man without a country. Also the title of his recent book, his last book. Before you'd sailed your tide. Though your literary legacies may evoke a certain stride. With your silences now broken, and your readership true, may this summon to action all that's well overdue. You weren't afraid to tell the truth, you were not afraid to speak. To these United States of complacency that had left us dire and weak. All our daily propaganda serving only economy concerns. leaves the truth to be desired while the grand deception churns. Even in the face of devastations, while we're dangling on a rope, we are governed by the politics of the incessant, fearful scope. We're alive amid an era in which the corporate forests burn, and where nature and her children validate zero concern. While the world chokes on pollution, we are cutting nature's lungs for the greedy bottom dollar on the ladder of ambition's rungs. Could we be any more stupid by our governmental flaws in permitting new bureaucracies to violate our laws? An animal's life is a condemnation to the murderous sins of man. May we not forget God's eyes upon us and the actions by which we're damned. The way of the church has become the way of the mouse, a cultivation of doom in a sadly ornate house, where our shepherds and bishops are all counting the take as a graveyard of churches continue claiming their stake. We teach our children not to steal, nor to lie or to provoke, while the ones we choose to lead us are an obscene mocking joke. Gangsters rule the country with an ever-darkening plight, and we're fading with the twilight from the middle, left, and right. In his war with Adolf Nixon, John Lennon questioned those in charge and wondered why the lunatics so often steer the barge. So long, Mr. Vonnegut. We'll miss you while you're gone. A man without a country is now our collective song. In this pilgrimage of fear that governs by the blood of immoral wars, we are but subject to an ancient coven and instrumental to its flaws. America's going tribal, to a party to belong. The United States of rhetoric are coming on too strong. Auf Wiedersehen, Kurt Vonnegut, we truly enjoyed your stay. It seems Slaughterhouse 5 is in the makings of a strange new day. And your breakfast of champions, no longer in the home of the brave, bids welcome to the monkey house, from cat's cradle to the grave. The lunatics are at the helm of self-serving bloody toils, where couch potatoes click remotes to keep distant from the spoils. Our children are mere cannon fodder to democracies imposed, and we send them less than willingly as the truth becomes exposed. The Patriot Act is a dance among devils to the power of the fooled, and blood is going to burn white hot until the oil-soaked regions cooled. Bushwhacked Americana has fallen from her grace and is shelved among procurements where old Satan sees his face. The dedication to Kurt Vonnegut, written for a German-American friend by a German-American after reading A Man Without a Country at the Chalfont Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey. It's just a footnote here. During my maritime performance tour, I had made a failed attempt to get his autograph earlier this year, never foreseeing his sudden demise. My letter of appreciation to him was returned, address unknown, returned to sender. In the end, it all seemed quite fitting that Kurt himself was returned to his sender, address unknown, by this man without a country. And that was that.
Very good.
Thank you. I just wanted to give some support to those folks out there now rising up against Wall Street and the powers that be. Good going. If anybody wants to come talk to me, keep Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater in mind. And that's what I've got to say on the literary moment. Audrey didn't bring anything to add to that. And old Bob here doesn't remember a rhyme I wanted him to express.
Well, I need to practice that one a little
bit more. That's
all
right. We'll do it next time you're on.
It dates from the 1840s, and the language is a little bit strained for the modern mouth.
Aha. Is that all right? That's an interesting way of putting it. The modern mouth.
Whatever.
There's something in that.
Yeah, but let's not go there.
Might even be a piece of art in that.
Who knows? Yes, right. Yes. I can see this abstract. Yeah, the modern mouth.
Sounds like
God
a poem.
God knows what you could do that. Yes, man.
We could do something like that, or a book or something. I've got book ideas piling up like mad now. So I'm working on the next one after The Wanderer, and then we'll see what happens.
And of course, we've got the Rusty Bucket Kids movie going back into production, I think. I was told sometime in October.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. What's any news on that front?
No, none that I know. I try to just do what I need to do and leave it to the executive producer mm-hmm. and his work to make that happen. I'm very hopeful, and I believe it is going to go to series. But for right now, I don't have anything absolute and definite.
I understand.
But we are still, I'm told, working toward having that happen.
And of
actually,
course,
it ran just Saturday morning on
yeah, so you told me.
WRAL 5.2.
Hmm.
So it still runs.
Still getting circulation. That's good. And you were just hanging out with the director of that particular episode, Kevin McDermott.
He just back in the area for a visit, and we were hanging out yesterday at the coffee shop in downtown Apex and catching up and discussing politics and whatever all else.
Good.
So he's another activist, too.
Well, since we're promoting everyone today, Audrey, what you got coming up on your show? Carolina Bookbeat.
This, actually, in 2 weeks from now, we're going to be discussing a person who's written a book about Blake's writings.
William Blake.
And the creativity and all that's in there. Coming up on this coming Monday, we have... Actually, it's going to be something I recorded at the North Carolina Poetry Society's annual meeting. And it's Keith Flynn talking about poetry and social media. And how does social media affect, or how can it be useful for people in the arts? Mm. So it was an interesting talk he gave. It was the gathering was down at Weymouth in Southern Pines. Mm. And it was quite an active...
It's kind of interesting because I've always maintained that poetry, the only way to appreciate that is to hear it, preferably with the artist reciting it so that you can pick it up. You can read all the poetry you want, but it's really a sound medium as opposed to a written medium. And whilst there are voices out there that can pick up almost any poem and do it incredible justice, it's like our
like
host
Claudio.
Here. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
I mean, I always say he out-Burtons Burton. And that's great, but the
I
hearing
want his
it,
money.
Yeah, me too. The only valid way really is to get it from the artist's mouth and let them come through.
I'm going to have to take a little bit of exception to that. With Claudio, it's a different thing. I mean, he knows how to put
a professional
forth
voice.
Exactly. I've heard some people who have written absolutely great poetry who just can't do can't do it justice vocally.
Well, perhaps.
I mean, I can
hearing
see that
point. It is a great thing, but they are so involved with the word and the feel of it interior. They can get it onto the page, but they can't vocalize it.
Unless they've cultivated that aspect in themselves to do that as well as write it. You're right.
Well, I have a friend in Southern Wake County, Drew Becker, and he has... he's a poet, writes every day, actually legitimately writes every day, and he has been trying to start a poetry reading group for the better part of 2 years down there. He calls it POEM, the Poetry Open Mic Experience.
I've always been afraid of those.
Yeah, and it's been fun. I've gone there and I've read.
Now, where is this down in?
He lives in Willow Spring, which is part of Fuquay.
Okay.
And we've been playing around with it. We've had a few people, and... sometimes you'll get a large group of maybe 15 or 20 people. Sometimes it's just Drew and I sitting there reading to each other. We'll do it at a coffee house in that area. And we've been just trying to build it up because, you know, we remember, he and I are just old enough to remember the Beatnik Coffee House.
Mm-hmm.
He, Denver, San Francisco, me, New York, Philadelphia, that area. And it's a genre we're missing, and it was always a lot of fun to just sit around and listen to some of the poems. I mean, some of them were pretty awful, I'll tell you.
I think what's missing in our culture, as far as that goes, because I love the idea of it, but so many times I've gone to these things, and it's been like listening to people wring out their laundry instead of really creative poetry.
Yeah.
The Beatnik era had one thing down. They knew how to be bohemians.
Yes.
Which is missing in this culture.
I agree. And I'm wondering if social media would help that in any way because you don't have the sound normally through the social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can MP3 it and play it out and stream it and all
or
that.
YouTube it.
Or YouTube it. Right. And God bless
no,
you.
No, YouTube it.
Is that a new adjective, a verb
absolutely.
Here?
It's like Google. Google and YouTube.
YouTubing and Googling.
Yes,
and
exactly.
All that stuff. I mean,
you know, the thing is, as I was thinking again about this, the poet and the page. Poetry is very personal, and I'm thinking of people I have been to poetry readings, and they will be new time, their first time to get up in front of a microphone in a crowd, and they're scared to death because their creation is so personal.
Yes,
you know, the writer is generally in their space.
Mm-hmm. They're afraid of being rejected.
And then to absolutely get up in front of a crowd, they run into what is pretty common in the human psyche, is not wanting to get up and speak in front of an audience. Mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough to be a small part of Poetry Spark in Raleigh this year, in that we have a PA system, a 40-watt PA system, and they needed one in the coffee house where they're holding the poetry reading. So I wasn't reading, but I got to go along as kind of the technical manager and run the equipment there for everybody. And that, you're absolutely right. I mean, you get a poet who's really into it and into their own. It's an emotional experience, and you reach it, you'll cry and laugh right along with them because it grabs you. And that's why I say it's more of a sound experience than a written experience. You have to have that in order to get the true meaning of it.
It depends on whether you are oral and oral, you know, ear and mouth, or you are visual and manual.
True. A true example.
The way you gather and put out.
A true example of that was Rod McEwen and the fellow you like so much. What's his name? Down by the river, Suzanne, the... You have a CD.
Leonard Cohen.
Yes. Yeah, I'd say Rod McEwen and Leonard Cohen are probably the best examples we have since they recorded their works of poetry.
Yeah, exactly. But that was a great experience for me to be able to be there, and I'd love to bring that more. And that's why one of the things I want to do at the Spring Art Show is I want to have some poets to be able to read their works. And
I don't know if you've heard about The Hinge. Which is a local... You have?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
And they've been having... the last poetry reading was over at Flyleaf Books. Mm. And you can find the young group. Yeah, the drummer.
The drummer,
table here. Anyway, there's a group of young sacrificial poets are over there at Flyleaf also fairly regularly.
Well. I'm just hoping I can find someone to be willing to read their poetry at one of my shows someday. You know anybody who might
be? Jeepers, I'll be there.
I wonder.
Yes.
I wonder.
Audrey should be there, too, if she ever gets in a car and rolls down the road.
Well, speaking of local events, we had talked a little bit about Sanford. I know Sanford has their Brush and Palette Club show coming up. And last year, my planning wasn't the greatest, and I happened to plan the festival for the same weekend as the Pittsburgh Street Fair and the Sanford Brush and Palette Club show. So hopefully we did better this year. I Googled, using that verb, the dates and art things, and I think that we pulled it back 1 week. And so the Sanford Brush and Palette Club show is the following weekend. I hear that it's quite impressive, but I have not been. I'm going to make it this year. And then this Pittsburgh Street Fair is also that same weekend, which is, I guess that's the 22nd or something like that.
You know, I always find amazing around here is I talk to people all the time, and they'll say, you know, I don't see any arts around. Under a rock?
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Good grief.
There isn't.
You got to get off the couch.
Yeah, there isn't a weekend that goes by that somebody isn't doing something.
That's
and
true.
If you ever find one, tell me. I'll do something.
You know, on Fridays, you mentioned Jackie Helby earlier today, and we have Friday West End Report on the Arts from 6 to 6:30 on WCOM, and we'll plug her show because she has been involved in practically anything artistic in this area. I mean, she helped start the music festival, the poetry festival, the film festival.
Oh, yes.
And hands she will just run through the calendar before she has her guest in about what's going on in the weekend.
Yeah.
And you can't get to all of it.
No.
Because it's all over the place.
We try, though.
I just used to laugh and say, oh, I guess there's nothing to do this weekend.
Speaking of, the same weekend that is the Arts Festival, October 15th and 16th, I believe on the 15th, the Chatham Arts Council is, I believe they sponsor this. It's the Gaslight Tour.
Yep.
Is that correct?
What is that?
It is
in Pittsburgh.
And it's partly at the instigation of or the involvement of another WCOM program host, and that's, she has a shop down there, Davenport and Winkleperry.
I was just thinking about Davenport and Winkleperry.
And their show is the Clockwork Cabaret.
Of course.
I believe I think it's on tonight. I have to check again, but you can check the schedule, wcomfm.org.
There you go.
Claudio, have you had any shows regarding steampunk art?
That's what this show is.
I can't say I have. No, I wouldn't mind, but I have not. Why? Why do you ask?
That just was brought to my mind as I was thinking of Davenport and Winkle Perry and the Gaslight Tour. Just interesting. That is a little corner of Pittsburgh that is unlike any other corner of Pittsburgh in the type of art and the type of events that they have there in that little gallery. And it's not my genre. I can't tell you a whole lot about it, but it's very unique and interesting. And I know they even have every now and then some folks come out from Mr. Sketchy's anti-art school and they sit around and sketch and people dress up in costume and they're a fascinating group.
We might have to fish somebody out of that crowd.
Steampunk is I think it's 19th century. Is it the 1800s?
The idea is everything was powered by steam.
Right, so right.
Imagine a steam-powered radio station.
Uh-huh. And they go in for this kind of interesting and intricate gadgetry, but it's all related to, you know, the 19th century and the 1800s.
Yeah,
and
if anybody very Victorian,
out there has written,
very ornate.
Has read The Golden Compass, is very steampunk, the book. Right. Anyway, it's also not my genre, but it's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely fascinating.
You said you'd be interested with somebody in the Brush and Palette Club in contacting you.
I really would.
Why don't you go ahead and put out your information again?
Yes, absolutely. Again, you could Facebook us, and it is Three Rivers Arts Festival, North Carolina. And our long web address is www.ginacandelori.com/3rivers/artsfestival.html. And I have sincerely hoped that we will incorporate more Lee County artists and folks from the Sanford area, but I know that that's also very, very close to their big event, so I know that some of them currently can't be involved, but
perhaps,
I know there are others.
Perhaps we could at least have someone get in touch with you for future situations.
That would be terrific, so that we could make contact and get some information out there for next year's event.
Absolutely. And Peggy, if you're listening, if you want to push anybody in that direction, please do so.
Thank you. That would be terrific.
And any steampunk people, get a hold of Claudio. I think you should have something here.
Ooh. I think we need some steampunk.
I'd gladly do a show on it. I love stuff I know too little about.
I think we need some steampunk artists to come out to Three Rivers Arts Festival next year.
And, of course, we want musicians for the art event on the 15th, 14th and the 15th.
Yes, we do.
At the Three Rivers Arts Festival. So, please, anyone that's inclined to come out and play some music around some folks, you're wanted.
Contact Beth. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's what we want to do. I mean, art is so all-encompassing. People say, well, what's art? They think it's just painting. No, I mean, it goes well beyond. And there are other things everybody will recognize as art, like sculpture and photography and music and so on. But culinary art is just as valid.
Very true. Just because you eat it doesn't mean it wasn't art.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, that's almost the most pure because, you know, the most pure art is supposed to be something that happens and then disappears. Well, if you make a big cake and we all eat it, that's perfect art.
Larry,
you want the art, take a picture.
Larry and Karen of Larry's Famous Cheesecake, they certainly know about art as food. They do some wonderful work. And I'll tell you what, if you've ever had something like an iced mocha latte from the mobile espresso van or shot of Spro, they call it, that is a art to the tongue.
You're making me weep.
Oh, my goodness.
I like that, art to the tongue.
They may.
For the modern mouth.
For the modern mouth.
I think
we just need to get that going.
And by the way, the other way you could contact me that might be a little easier, you could contact me at Beth Bale, B-E-T-H-B-A-L-E, at windstream.net. And just shoot me a personal email. That would be fine.
So you're on Windstream, too. That's my phone company.
I am indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, we want to get as many disciplines of art. I don't care. Make up a discipline of art. There could be something out there that we don't know about. Gardening is an art in its own way.
Absolutely.
Interior design is an art.
Well, let's push radio as art.
Radio,
also.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Of course. I mean, this is artistic. This is something that we are creating on the fly as it's happened. This
and
is
disappears,
live.
Except
and it
that
disappears.
It will be podcast.
Well.
Indeed. So it won't be totally gone.
No.
And it's actually caught worldwide by certain souls who bounce around looking for little oddball radio stations, little pirate radios.
Didn't you once get a fan letter from Siberia or something?
India and Germany.
I thought it was Siberia, but still.
Could be. Who knows?
WCOM does have a Facebook page, and if you go in there, because I'm one of the administrators, you get the insights. And we are heard. We've got people who click on that page from at least 27 countries around the world. I mean, it's Japan, Dubai, Argentina. I mean, it's...
So for those of you, for those of you so far away who can't actually come to the Arts Festival, go to our website.
Yes, indeed.
You
take
can
a look
at some of our art.
Love you anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, on that note, I'd like to say this is us signing off here in the next few minutes because John Paul is in the studio ready to do his show. So I'd like to thank Beth for being with us, telling us about this wonderful festival.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll have you on again. You're part of the family now, so there's no getting away. Hotel California. Bob Crowley, thank you for being here, bud.
You're very welcome. I love being here.
You do a great job bringing in these people.
Absolutely. And Audrey, thank you so much for continuing on. Mm-hmm. Glad you're still here with me.
Uh-huh.
And this is your host, Claudio, on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Thanking once again the Carolina Theater of Durham, the historic Carolina Theater. They're back in action, so check out their website, carolinatheater.org. And on that note, I'm going to say until next time. You keep us tuned in, and we'll keep you turned on. Cheers.